This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We're talking kid shows. And sadly, very, very sadly, Sesame Street did not show up on this list of the most popular kid shows anymore. Well, not shocking at all. The number one most popular show in America right now, Bluey.
Oh, not shocking at all. Mm-hmm. Genius.
It is. Even if you don't have kids, watch Bluey.
Just give it a try, at least.
Every episode, 7 minutes long.
I think if you have kids, though, Bluey gets better.
Oh, my gosh.
Because so much of it is so relatable to parents.
So relatable. But there's another show on there called Naruto.
Naruto.
Okay, I don't know what that show is.
It's an anime. And the storyline's very great for that.
That's why I don't know that show. And then other shows on there, Cocomelon.
Oh, God.
Of course, is still doing well. But one show that showed up in the top three, that came in at number three, I've got a problem with. And the show is Peppa Pig.
Oh, why do you have a problem with Peppa Pig? We love Peppa Pig.
I'll tell you why. Peppa Pig is a bitch.
What?
Peppa Pig sucks.
Yeah.
Not as a show. The show does suck. It looks like it was animated by like a child.
It does the animation, but it's British.
It's British, which I think is also weird because it's making all of our kids
talk
British. Yeah, it's weird. Like,
I think her brother George only snorts. Like, I don't think he ever says any words. I think he just goes.
And that's not because he's special. It's because he's a baby.
He's a pig.
Right. And right. A pig. Pay attention to some of the things that Peppa does. Okay.
Yeah.
I compiled a list of certain times that Peppa Pig was a little bit of a snotty bitch. Okay. And we're going to stop and examine each one. Maybe you missed these episodes.
Okay.
Here's the first one. A lot of old shaming on the show.
We're tidying the attic.
What's the attic?
It's where we keep all our old things.
Like you, Grandpa Pig.
All right.
Well, what's wrong with acknowledging that your grandfather is old?
I guess if that was an isolated incident, not a problem.
Is it?
But, I mean, it's not. There's many references to old people, but even worse, fat shaming.
Yes, you were in my tummy, George.
You've got a big tummy, Daddy. Is there a baby in there?
Okay, at first, seems like it's a little innocent, something a kid would say.
Right.
Peppa Pig's, it's hard to tell because the animation's so bad, but Peppa Pig's dad must be gigantically obese.
He's pretty big.
Because here's another clip, and this one's way worse. And this one's not just on Peppa.
Daddy, you're too big to go down the slide.
Don't be silly, Peppa. I'm not too big. Stand back. Ready? Steady? Go!
Daddy Pig is stuck.
Not funny.
And everybody just laughs at him.
Well, know your limits.
Imagine if you're a fat person that got stuck in a slide, and then all the kids are like, ah!
Okay, but are these not things that little kids do?
That doesn't make them right. This one's the worst one. You might have seen this one because it even went viral. Peppa Pig is forlorn because she can't whistle.
Okay.
We're talking about why Peppa Pig is a snotty little girl. We're going to stop this in two parts.
Okay.
Here's the first part.
What's wrong, Peppa?
I can't whistle, but everybody else can.
Never mind. I'm making cookies.
Okay, so we're going to stop there for a second. Your child, who I think is like 5 years old or something like that, just opened up their heart to you to say, like, I'm sad because I don't know how to whistle. And your response as a mother is just to go, I'll just push that emotion way deep down. And here, have a cookie. That's how your father got so fat. But anyway, though.
Okay.
The scene keeps going.
Can I ring Susie Sheep instead?
Okay, Peppa.
She calls Susie Sheep.
Okay.
Her best friend.
Hello, Mrs. Pig. Hello, Mrs. Sheep. Can Peppa talk to Susie, please?
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Peppa. What are you doing?
I'm learning to whistle, but I can't do it yet.
That sounds hard.
It's impossible. Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good.
Joy! She experiences joy at the announcement that her friend also cannot have the same talent as her.
Well, okay, maybe that just makes her feel better.
Hold on.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow. Like this.
Peppa just...
Hello, Peppa?
Granny!
Peppa just hangs up on her friend when she can do it. I'm just saying, Peppa Pig might be the third most popular show out there. She's a terrible role model.
British humor.
Is that it?
Yeah.